Hello there, this is the CJH, and you're listening to the CJH podcast, where we talk movies, rants, speculation, and more.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Send a scanning crew aboard. I want every part of this ship checked.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to another episode of the CJH podcast. I am your host, CJ Hogan. Join me later in the episode will be Bill the Mod. We have a lot to discuss in entertainment and pop culture, so let's waste no more time. Hit us up on our social media, the CJHpodcast.websearch.com. Hit us up on hashtag the CJH. Join in the conversation because we want to hear from you.
So this is the CJH podcast, I guess. This, yeah.
With
the guest.
With the guest.
Wow. Yeah. I'm branching out here. Yeah. Wow.
It's
Wow.
It's Bill.
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 That's not his real name, but you know, it's Bill.
The moderator.
The moderator.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what are we talking about? We're in front of a coffee.
Yeah, we're in
front of a Tim Hortons.
In front of another Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Joint.
Just talking movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Talking about the realism in Spider-Man.
We talk about what we talk about,
yeah.
So it's more
it's
realistic.
Like, yeah, it's like
it's
talking.
More of a genuine conversation if we start out like that.
Yeah, it's like, wow, we're talking within a talk, conversation type thing.
So,
Dead air here.
We drive around in this fucking rusted down
garbage trash car.
Yeah, it's full of trash from a lazy neat of a person.
Yeah.
I try to play my music.
Yeah.
He tries to play Seether.
Seether.
He's obsessed with that.
Yeah. The post grudge emo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta piss on him every time.
Yeah.
Because it's not emo music.
Yeah. And I gotta turn off his music because it always gets copyright claim. It's like, oh.
Well, we're talking about the organic world.
Yeah, the organic world.
I don't know.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Wow.
This is not good for my image.
So, yeah, what are we talking about? The coffee beans right there, the picture of coffee beans. Because we can't have, like, dead air.
Notes.
Yeah, this is why you take notes.
I took notes, he did not take notes.
I did not take notes. We're like, just, wow. This is the best podcast right now.
Yeah. Genuine.
Yeah, genuine. It's, like, not unscripted. It's not fake. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Put it on 1.5.
Yeah.
Speed.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna, like, speed it up so it's like, whoa.
Yeah, we're gonna speed it up to make us sound smarter.
Yeah. Make it, yeah.
Also, I'm a bit fucking drunk right now.
Well, is he? Are you, actually? No, you're not.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, for legal reasons, he's just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw Spider-Man the other day. It was pretty dope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I kind of wish I had gone back and watched it in 3D, because, like, there's this illusion scene, I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there was some special effects to get the... Because China is a big industry for movies nowadays.
Well, not just that, like, there was, like, mirror scenes. It was, like, him fighting himself, and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was really dope. It was, like...
Sounds like garbage.
I'm sure deep down, like, when you think about it, it was garbage.
Yeah.
But, like...
It sounds like it.
As a movie on itself, it probably was garbage, but...
That's some real,
I liked it.
That's some real David Lynch shit right there.
Wow.
Like, that's like David Lynch times
It's like
five.
The how the Hulk movie from 2003. Like, the more you watch it, it's actually an artsy film a superhero film. It's like, there's always scenes for trees and shit. Just zoom in to see nature growing. It's like, wow. Yeah. I'm watching a Hulk movie without the Hulk. It's trying to be spiritual, like... trying to get deep in the conversations
about life
but yes, you know,
yeah, it's
better. We're just going to see the movie to see Hulk smash it, but no, the movie wants to tell us, like, deep
be good,
yeah, like
what really makes him angry.
So yeah,
also I don't think trees are a big focus of comics. We're really putting the camera on this? We're this bored this early? Unless this is Treebeard's porn stash, why are you shooting that?
Every year, an outstanding amount of people lose their teeth, all because of smoking crack. If you want to keep your teeth strong and shiny, there's only one simple thing to do. Don't smoke crack. Smoking crack is bad. So the next time you find yourself with a crack pipe in hand, remember, if you love your teeth, please... don't smoke crack.
So, what's your feelings on, like, Hollywood going woke and shit? Like,
woke?
Yeah.
It depends if it's marketing or if it's genuine. I honestly think that kids... should have role models.
Wow.
That are, that can be looked up to.
Can you really look up to those people, though? They're like...
You're not supposed to.
No.
Because half the time they just go through mental breakdowns.
Yeah, that's true. It's like,
but
wow.
As long as a fictional character exists where it's like, man, I feel strong enough to take on the world, kind of thing. That's good. For females, like, most of the... When you write females,
wow,
whammon into movies and stuff, they're always just projected as like, oh,
like tokenism.
Yeah,
like...
they're token as fuck. It's either you gotta be a love interest.
Yeah.
You gotta be a dame.
Yeah.
Or
sometimes you gotta be like overpowered, just to, you know.
It sells.
Yeah.
It sells well, but I think nowadays there's a lot more. There's a lot more that can be said.
Yeah.
So. I think that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't like how they, like, change some of the characters that are already established. Like
the Ghostbusters?
Yeah,
reboot.
Stuff like that. Like,
that
if
was,
you're gonna do that,
that yeah.
Like, do something original.
Yeah.
Or, like, at least do it good.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, they didn't get the format right. It was, like, they hired some dude who knew nothing about directing those types of movies. And they were just going off on, like, they were having fun doing it.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
That's not the cadence of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Like, the point is, they should have done what they're doing now, is make them the children of the original Ghostbusters. Make them the daughters. Like, that's...
You know, like...
If you wanted to push that whole thing...
Having kids as Ghostbusters would be kind of interesting if you could get the Stranger Things cast.
Yeah,
like,
well,
least,
I think one of them is the Stranger cast.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, one of them. And they're also in the It movie, the It remake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what they should have done. They should have, like... If you want to push that whole, you know, female empowerment thing...
Yeah.
Throw in... Have them the daughters of Bill Murray. Like...
Yeah. That would be nice if it was kind of like the kids of, the kids of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And then have some of the OG Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't have, like, Egon because the actor has passed away, but you can, like, you know, have the rest of them and just move on.
Yeah.
But they didn't, so... And now they got rebooted again, so...
Who's doing the reboot now?
I'm not sure. Some good director, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Paul Rudd is supposed to be in it, so that should be good.
Sure enough.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
And I don't know what's going on with Star Wars. Like, that's going downhill. Fast.
Oh, man.
I wish it wasn't. I really did. I mean, I tried defending Star Wars.
Yeah.
For the longest while.
Yeah, I guess the cow's in the milk.
Yeah. Too like, bad. At that point, they've drained the cow.
Yep. What about a Star Wars anime? They could have done that.
A fan did that, actually. It was pretty good. Oh, and they tried to do something like that, and it was half decent. I feel like that's what they should have done, though.
Yeah.
The anime, because the anime industry, like, there's a lot of people into anime.
Yeah, it's becoming mainstream more and more.
Yeah.
And Japan's putting out a lot of things that aren't really, like, catering to the Western market.
Yeah.
Like pandering
like,
to them.
Yeah, like Star Wars. Like, Asian countries don't care about Star Wars. They didn't grow up with Star Wars. The theaters didn't have Star Wars back then. It was mainly because George Lucas couldn't afford.
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Star Wars did air in Japan. Or
I don't think so.
I thought so.
It wasn't, like, major, I don't think.
Yeah. But the thing with the anime industry now is, like, they'll just take the cheapest route. They'll outsource everything. And,
yeah. And now it's, like computer-generated now. It's, like, really bad 2D animation.
Netflix pisses me off, man. I want that rotoscope anime, like you see in
Or Ghost what they did Shell. To, like, Death Note.
Oh, Death Note.
Oh, yeah. They made that movie. And
no
they,
good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although, they're trying. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
I don't know. They had a good cast with that, was it the Death God? William Dafoe played him, and it was like, wow, that's
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah, that. Wow.
I feel like they should have done, like, a live action movie. Or a TV show.
TV show?
Yeah, live action TV show instead of a movie for Death Note.
It'd be like when they tried to, westernize Sailor Moon for the first time.
Yeah.
And they got, like, a cast of kids, and they tried to put, like, drama in it, and, they tried to put live-action scenes, and the pilot is, like, totally missing. You can't see it at all, because it failed that bad, I guess.
Yeah.
They just dubbed it. That was about it.
Yeah. But apparently, they always make movies instead of TV shows. Like, it's supposed to be a serialized story. Yeah, they always,
I don't...
They always try to cram everything into a 2-hour movie.
Yep.
It's like Harry Potter. I feel like they could have spread that out a little bit.
Yeah.
When they did it with a series of unfortunate events, they did a really good job, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch it, Joe?
I didn't watch it because I wasn't really into the movie.
Oh, yeah, it's much better than the movie. Or the books?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the books, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
I don't know.
So, yeah, and that's pretty much all I can think of. Do you have anything else to add? Like,
I guess it's good.
That's good. We talked about all the subjects, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything upcoming that you really want to see, or?
I gave up on the movie industry.
The movie industry.
It's over.
Remakes, reboots, sequels.
Yeah, it's been over.
And then the original movies are bad.
Yeah.
So.
No one wanted to see, what was it? What was that movie that...
Stuber Urber, or... No.
Space?
Space Jam.
Yeah. No.
Oh, is that the one with Timmy, Wizu?
No. No, this
from
is
the room?
This is a real blank out area, but we're getting to where 2020. Like,
yeah, 2020.
What is it like the one that started out and people loved it, but then it had a sequel and apparently the sequel was better and that was like just 2 years ago.
I'm trying to think. Jumanji?
Whoa. No, it's not it's not a funny movie. It's like
Tron.
No.
No?
It's like the movie itself was better.
Yeah.
It was about a bounty hunter from outer space.
Oh, wow. That actually sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, I forget what it was fucking called.
Yeah.
I was just going to call people out for watching it.
Yeah.
It's pretty blatantly clear that it,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it didn't make its money back, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, who do you think we should sponsor this episode? What song do you think?
What song?
Yeah. Should we end the song? End it with? And I'll just edit it in? Like,
we can't. We could do a cover of something.
Yeah, something that's, like, really out there, like... we could... Not to get, like, copyrighted or anything, like, we could throw in a cover of...
Because of Your Kiss.
Wow. Like, is that, like, old?
Your kiss,
but I'll just, because, just to be edgy, I'll use T.J. Miller's version of it. Did you ever hear that?
Jesus. Yeah. No, I don't know.
No, T.J. Miller's version of that song.
No, you gotta find some random
dude. He's so
random
edgy.
Dude on the internet.
Yeah, random dude. Yeah. I'll just end it with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the CJH Podcast, episode 3. If you want to hear more, you can always look up the cjhpodcast.webstarts.com because I can't afford the domain yet. So,
Yeah.
Wow. I even got merch on there, but I can't really do much about that.
So we got some merch.
Yeah, I got a Patreon page.
It's a print as you go.
Yeah.
So
if you want a t-shirt, you can just print out that picture of the t-shirt.
No, they print it, they make it, they ship it.
Yeah.
Our filthy, disgusting hands have nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
You'll get it in the mail.
Yeah, you'll just have to ask them. They'll make it. We designed it, I guess. Right. So, yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, CJH Podcast.
Yeah.
Support us on Patreon.
Oh, the CJH.
Third episode, we're begging.
Yeah.
We're begging for that money.
Yeah, begging for that money. And I'm not sure how that even works, though. Like, yeah. But yeah, and then check out the two channels. I guess my YouTube channel, the CJH, and then the Geekdom Fans Unleashed. I guess so. Yeah.
Plug all that shit.
Do you have anything that's like exclusive to you?
Check me out on InstaSlam.
InstaSlam.
At Rottenbird underscore, you know, like Rotten underscore.
Wow. Baker.
And that's about it. A lot of garbage.
Post the edgy stuff. Wow. Okay. And take it away, TJ Miller.